Fans, this is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history. We're going to go back to May 5th of 2002. It's a great year for the San Francisco Giants. It's a homestand at AT&T Park. It's a Sunday. It's game three of the Giants against the Cincinnati Reds. They have won the first two games of this series, and in fact, on this nine-game homestand, now have a three-game winning streak. Now, after the loss of game two to the Phillies, now they've won three after that, the Giants were a game back of the Dodgers and the Arizona Diamondbacks in 2002. 41,263 show up to see this game against the Reds. Chris Rietsma is going to go for the Cincinnati Reds, and LeVon Hernandez is going to go for the San Francisco Giants. 41,263. It is a Sunday. It is game three of the series. The Giants have won the first two games 6-1 and 3-0. And now they go for their fourth win in a row. All right, here's how we set it up. The lineups. Todd Walker, this is for the Reds. Juan Encarnacion, you're going to hear a lot about him. Sean Casey, Austin Kearns, Adam Dunn, Aaron Boone, Barry Larkin, Corky Miller, and Chris Rietsma. For the Giants, David Bell, Sean Dunstan in center field, Barry Bonds, Jeff Kent, J.T. Snow, Reggie Sanders, Benito Santiago, Ramon Martinez at short, and LeVon Hernandez is on the hill for the San Francisco Giants. All right, this one gets underway, and it's all Reds early in this game. Now, don't forget, the Giants have won three in a row, and after this game, they've got the Mets coming in for three more, and they're trailing the Dodgers in Arizona by one game. All right, and the Reds second. Aaron Boone, an RBI and a fielder's choice. Couple of stolen bases. Corky Miller gets a base hit, and the Reds are up 2-0 in the second inning. In the third inning, Juan Encarnacion triples, and umpire Eddie Montague, who was at second base that day, remembers Juan Encarnacion.
Yeah, he had some good power, and I remember he had good speed. He was a good ball player.
Austin Kearns with a sacrifice fly, and the Giants now are trailing the Reds 3-0. In the fifth inning, here comes Juan Encarnacion again, as Eddie Montague tells us, a lot of power here.
Tripled, singled, and homered in that game, didn't he? And he pretty good power and just missed the cycle. Quite a game for Encarnacion.
It's a home run, number eight on the year for him, and the Reds are up 4-0. All right, the Giants start coming back. In the Giants' fifth, this is an important game. This is 2002. The Giants haven't established themselves yet, but they're in the midst of this three-game winning streak. All right, Giants' fifth. Reggie Sanders, a base hit, and on an error, he goes to second. Benito Santiago, a base hit, makes it 4-1. And David Bell then gets a sacrifice fly later in that inning to make it 4-2. In the Giants' sixth, Barry Bonds comes up and hits homer number 10 on the year for him. This is only May 5th. And the Giants now have closed the gap to 4-3, and Eddie Montague remembers Barry Bonds.
Yeah, he can hit a little bit, you know. I saw a couple of hits, not just the splashdowns, and I remember one ball he hit in San Diego that's still going. So Barry was always fun to watch. And again, pressure ball player, came through in the clutch a lot. Great ball player.
All right, we go to the Reds' sixth. An error, a sacrifice, and Juan Encarnacion again gets a base hit, puts the Reds up 5-3. On the day, Encarnacion, 3-for-5, a couple RBIs and two runs scored. All right, the Reds are up 5-3. We now go to the Giants' eighth. LeVon Hernandez has been knocked out. He goes 6 1/3, 9 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, a walk and 4 strikeouts. Rietsma is gone as well. 6 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs. 4 walks and 3 strikeouts for him, and the bullpens have now taken over. All right, it's the Giants' eighth. Marvin Bernard pinch hits for Sean Dunstan and gets a base hit. Bonds gets a base hit, and J.T. Snow comes through with a hit, and the Giants close the gap to 5-4. Remember, they were down 5-0 in this game. We go to the ninth. Ramon Martinez a base hit. Richie Aurelia comes in the pinch hit. He gets a hit. It's first and third. And David Bell, who's going to be a hero later on in the season as well, gets a hit to tie it up in the ninth inning, 5-5. All right, 41,263 on the edge of their seats. All right, the Reds' 10th. Rob Nen is in for the Giants. Dunn grounds out to first. Boone pops up to first. And Mateo flies out to center as Eddie Montague remembers the relief pitcher, Rob Nen.
Rob Nen had great stuff. I mean, he was good to work. He worked fast, you know, had a great great slider, and had some great pitches. And, again, he did have a great season in 2002.
All right, Giants go to the bottom of the 10th. Luis Pineda is in for the Cincinnati Reds. J.T. Snow draws a walk. Reggie Sanders draws a walk. It's first and second. And Benito Santiago comes up and rips a base hit.
And the pitch to Santiago. He's going to swing, and he hits a high drive into left center field. That one is hit way back, way back, way back. Telly, goodbye. No, it's off the top of the wall. It bounced in there for a ground rule double. So the Giants have won it. That ball looked like it was into the seats, but it bounced into the seats for a ground rule double.
And the Giants get the run, and they win this game 6-5. And is their fourth win in a row. They won the last game against the Phillies. They sweep the Reds for three here. And they go on to sweep the Mets and have a tremendous homestand of going 8-1 on this homestand. But this was the key game, down 5-0. And it propels the Giants to this wonderful 8-1 homestand and 7 wins in a row. Now, after this homestand, the Giants are 22-11. Arizona 22-12, and the Dodgers 20-14. So the Giants are now in first place in the National League West, and that is after this 8-1 homestand. So this was a big game along the way for the Giants. Levan Hernandez, as I said, goes 6 1/3. It's a no decision for him. Rob Nen gets the win. He is 2-0 on the year. The umpires in this game, it was fun hearing from Eddie Montague, who umpired second base that day. Hunter Wennelstad behind the plate, Mike DeMuro at first, Eddie Montague at second, and Jerry Lane was at third. Looking at this season, and you listen to this game and the names that we have in this game and the way they won this game. Benito Santiago, 16 homers, 74 RBIs. These are right-handed hitters, too. Reggie Sanders, 23 homers, 85 RBIs. Jeff Kent, 37 homers, 108 RBIs. Bonds, 46-110. J.T. Snow, 6-53. David Bell, 20 homers and 73 RBIs. And Sean Dunston, who played center in this game, 72 games for the Giants in what turns out to be his last year in the big leagues. For Levan Hernandez, he goes on the season 12-16. But throws 216 innings. So the Giants win this one over the Reds at 6-11-2 for the Giants. They leave 10 on base. You can imagine the excitement of this game. The Reds 5-10-2. They leave 8 on base. And the Giants end up winning this on a Sunday in 3 hours, 35 minutes on a beautiful day at AT&T Park. Now, 2002 ends. Arizona ends up winning the West 98-64. The Giants 2.5 back, 95-66. But you know what happens after that. In the playoffs, the Giants beat Atlanta.
The pitch and his slider.
Right to Snow at first. He grabs it for the out. Now he's got Franco on a rundown. He throws to Aurelia. He tags him out before Forcal scores. Forcal just jogged down the line. He would have counted had he scored. It matters not to the ultimate outcome, though. The Giants, one way or the other, win this game. A ground ball right to Snow. He caught it with his foot in the bag. Then they got Franco in the rundown. Aurelia tagged him out. And the Giants have defeated the Atlanta Braves. They are headed to St. Louis.
Giants beat the Cardinals.
Bell, the possible winning run at second base. Here's the pitch. Lofton swings. Line right base hit right field. Here comes Bell. Rounding third. Heading home. Here comes the throw. And it's
outside.
The Giants are the champions of the National League, and they come pouring out of the dugout. Kenny Lofton, the man they love to hate in St. Louis, knocks in the winning run and knocks a stake through the heart of the Cardinals.
Giants go to the 7th game of the World Series against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim and lose it in that 7th game. But on this May 5th of 2002, the handwriting was starting to be seen on the wall. The mosaic was coming together. The Giants took first place after this homestand, but they needed this one, 6-5 over the Reds in 10 innings. This is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history.